Amidst the migrant crisis in Europe, Pope Francis appealed to Catholics and Europeans to step up and take in refugee families.
Ogni parrocchia,
may every parish, every religious community, every monastery, every sanctuary in Europe take in one family.
That was from Vatican Radio, and the Vatican itself has committed to fostering two families in parishes there. Many thousands of migrants from Syria and elsewhere were finally allowed to cross from Hungary into Austria and Germany over the weekend. Still, there are growing signs that the welcome is not open-ended. NPR Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Munich, where an overwhelming majority of the migrants went.
This welcoming scene was repeated many times this past weekend as scores of Germans applauded more than 11,000 newcomers to the Bavarian capital, who mostly arrived by train. The newcomers were surprised by the reception. Syrian Ahmed Ramos says he was exhausted, yet relieved to see so many well-wishers after his month-long, dangerous and difficult trip.
I just want to say thanks for Mama Merkel and Germany. Thanks for God, I'm feeling so good.
The migrants were given food and medical treatment, while intake workers dispensed with the normal registration process for people seeking asylum. Instead, the newcomers were quickly parceled out across Germany using a decades-old formula that assigns migrants to cities and states based on their population size. Simone Hilgers is a spokeswoman for the Upper Bavarian government.
They were all cared for. We are well prepared. Only 15% will stay in Munich. The rest will be spread around Germany and Bavaria.
Volunteers waved goodbye to the migrants, who boarded buses leaving the train station for cities around Germany. One of the newcomers waiting to board was Mohammed Amer al-Salam, who was being sent to Berlin. The Syrian says he's very happy to finally be in Germany and plans to join his brother, although he isn't sure what town he's in. He adds, anywhere they send me is no problem, although he hopes it's near where his brother lives. But the warm reception isn't likely to last much longer. The Austrian chancellor announced police there will resume border checks to stop undocumented migrants. Overnight, German police investigated a suspicious fire that injured three migrants in a group home in the town of Rottenburg. It was the second suspected arson of a migrant building in southwestern Germany in 4 days. Also, one of the main coalition partners of German Chancellor Merkel's government chastised her for opening the borders, even temporarily. The faction's leader, Bavarian Premier Horst Seehofer, told reporters, "We in the EU can't keep taking in refugees from different countries over the long term. No society can survive that." Despite a contentious meeting in Berlin last night, the ruling coalition announced it would spend an additional $7 billion to deal with a quadrupling of asylum seekers in Germany this year. Half the money will go to states and cities charged with resettling them. But the coalition also announced steps making it more difficult for many migrants to get asylum here, especially those from the Balkans. And monthly cash payments to new migrants could soon be replaced with coupons for food and clothing in a bid to make Germany a less attractive destination. But German Labor and Social Affairs Minister Andrea Nahles offered some good news to the newcomers, namely federal help to get them into the job market. In an interview with German public television network ARD, she says the migrants are a large, if unrealized, gift for Germany, which is struggling with an aging population and acute labor shortage. Nahles says her agency is quickly working to offer more language courses and what training migrants need so they can be integrated into the German workforce. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Munich.
David Blanchard of Oregon Public Broadcasting contributed to this report.